Exodus chapter 14. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Say to the sons of Israel that they must turn and encamp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, before Baal-Zephon. You will encamp opposite it by the sea. And Pharaoh will say of the sons of Israel, They are confused in the land. The desert has cut them off. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them, and I will be glorified through Pharaoh and through all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. And they did so, and it was reported to the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and Pharaoh's heart and that of his servants was turned against the people, and they said, What is this that we have done? For we have let Israel go from serving us. So he harnessed his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 choice chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, with crews of 3 on each of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the sons of Israel, while the sons of Israel were going out by a high hand. And the Egyptians pursued them, and they caught up with them when they were encamping by the sea. Every horse and chariot of Pharaoh and its riders and his army was in Pi-Hahiroth, before Baal-Zephon. And Pharaoh approached, and the sons of Israel lifted up their eyes, and what they saw was the Egyptians coming after them, and they were very afraid. And the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord. And they said to Moses, Is it for want of graves in Egypt that you have taken us to die in the desert? What is this you have done to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Isn't this the concern which we told you in Egypt, when we said, Leave us alone and let us serve Egypt, for it is better for us to serve Egypt than that we die in the desert? At this Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid. Stand up and observe the Lord's salvation, which he will effect for you today. For as for the Egyptians, whom you have seen today, you will never see them again. And the Lord will fight for you, and you will keep quiet. And the Lord said to Moses, Why are you crying out to me? Say to the sons of Israel that they should move on, and you lift up your rod and stretch your hand out over the sea and divide it, so that the sons of Israel can go through the middle of the sea on dry ground. And as for me, I am about to harden the Egyptians' hearts, and they will come after them. And I will be glorified by means of Pharaoh and all his army, his chariot fleet and his horsemen. And Egypt will know that I am the Lord when I am glorified by means of Pharaoh, his chariot fleet and his horsemen. Then the angel of God, who goes ahead of Israel's camp, moved and went behind them, and the column of cloud moved from in front of them and stood behind them. And it went between Egypt's camp and Israel's camp, and it became cloud and darkness, but it lit up the night. And one did not approach the other all night. Then Moses stretched his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to recede with a strong east wind all night. And he made the sea dry land, and the water was divided, and the sons of Israel went through the middle of the sea on dry ground, and the water was a wall to them on their right and on their left. Meanwhile, the Egyptians pursued them and came after them, every horse of Pharaoh's, his chariot fleet and his horsemen, into the middle of the sea. And it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord peered at the Egyptian troops through the column of fire and cloud, and he routed the Egyptian troops. And he caused their chariot wheels to come off, so that they drove them with difficulty. And Egypt said, I will flee from Israel's presence, for the Lord is fighting for them in Egypt. Then the Lord said to Moses, Stretch your hand out over the sea, and the water will return over Egypt, over its chariot fleet and over its horsemen. So Moses stretched his hand out over the sea, and the sea returned at the break of morning to its normal state, while the Egyptians were fleeing towards it, and the Lord tossed the Egyptians about in the middle of the sea. Then the water returned and covered the chariot fleet and the horsemen in all Pharaoh's forces which came after them in the sea. Not a single one of them remained. But the sons of Israel went on dry land in the middle of the sea, and the water was a wall to them on their right and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel from Egypt's grip on that day, and Israel saw Egypt dead on the seashore. And Israel saw the great power which the Lord exerted in Egypt, and the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in Moses his servant.